Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program on this Good Friday, but Sunday's a-coming, ladies and gentlemen. We are so honored to have you with us. Welcome to the show. Whether you're hanging out with us in your office, your house, or maybe like millions of other folks, you are on the road this weekend going somewhere and embracing and loving the freedoms we have as American citizens. Wow, folks, we've got a terrific show lined up for you. Our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs is going to drop by from Arizona. Some big developments along the border. We're also going to be speaking with our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And then in the very last hour of the show, we have decided to do an entire hour of trivia. And I've got to tell you something. The team really did a terrific job here. We gave them a homework assignment, told the guys, you got to get some good trivia questions. We're going to have a guest panel in studio to help you win some prizes. And we're going to have a lot of fun in the last hour of this radio program. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun in all 3 hours of the radio program, as we always do. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call into the program, you want to play trivia. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, our live show blog is up and running over at toddstarnes.com. All of our new listeners, here's how it works. We talk about a story. We have a guest on the program. You can find information about those things on our live show blog. And you can also reach out to us, engage with us on social media, whether that be Facebook or Twitter. All right, so where do we begin? There is an interesting bit of audio I want you to hear. This happened on Fredo Cuomo's show last night on CNN, the most profane name in news. Now, there's been a lot of conversation about whether or not the government should force people to get the China virus vaccine. Now, I know a lot of people who have gotten the vaccine. Many people in the Starnes family have gotten this vaccine. They have rolled up the shirt sleeve and they've taken the poke. But yours truly, the host of this radio program, has yet to do that. And I'm not too keen on doing it. And I'm just going to be honest with you and tell you why. Every time I get the flu shot, I get the flu. Whenever I don't take the flu shot, I don't get the flu. Now, that may be some sort of a fluke. I don't know. But I'm not keen, based on what I have seen, the reports coming out from the doctors, I'm a little suspect. And the latest report a couple of days ago, what was it, some guy, his skin falls off of his legs after he took the, I don't want that to happen. I mean, geez-a-loo. So anyway, look, for whatever reason, a lot of people are deciding they don't want the vaccine. And look, you're an American citizen. You have a right to get poked or not get poked. That is your constitutional right. The government does not have a right to come in and tell you what to inject inside your body. So now comes CNN, and there was a lady pundit on the program last night with Fredo Cuomo, and I got to give credit to this woman. She actually told the truth here about what's really going on. She didn't realize that she told the truth, but we were able to ascertain that the truth came out of this woman's lips. You have to listen very closely to what she had to say.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what the China virus pandemic is all about. It wasn't about public safety. This was about control. And beyond control, this was about conditioning the American people to give up their freedoms. If you stay home from work, if you stay locked inside your home, if you don't go visit your grandparents, you will stop the spread of the virus. Remember what they told us well over a year and however many months ago, that all we have to do is give us 2 weeks of your life. We're going to slow the curve. We got to flatten the curve. That's what we've got to do. And here we are now looking at possibly 2 years of some sort of a China virus pandemic. By the way, I was listening to a doctor from Tennessee just a couple of days ago, our good friend Tim Van Horn, who filled in for me last week on this program. He had a guy by the name of Dr. Jimmy Hoppers, a well-known physician in Tennessee. And Dr. Hoppers made an interesting observation. Normally, every year, they receive, as doctors, they receive the numbers. How many people got pneumonia this year? How many people got the flu this year? But this particular year, in the year, well, and we're talking about the previous year's numbers, in 2020, Dr. Hoppers told Tim Van Horn on KWAM radio in Memphis, Tennessee, that they didn't get those numbers in 2020. Instead, they got something called PIC. PIC numbers. This was a collective number. And you say, well, Todd, what does PIC stand for? It stands for pneumonia, influenza, and COVID. So they lumped all of the numbers in together. And so when you have these doctors out there and medical professionals saying, wait a second, you don't buy into this narrative here, because not all of these people are keeling over because of the China virus. There are lots of people that are dying with the flu, lots of people dying with pneumonia, and it happens every year. Tens of thousands of people in America die every year from the flu. It happens. But not now. Now everything is the China virus. Everything. So it's an interesting observation. Anyway, I say that because this is about taking away your freedom. That's all this is. And when you go back and look at some of the early data, some of the early bullet points coming out from the government, well, you can go and visit your grandma, but if you do, you might kill her. You don't want to kill grandma, do you? No, of course not. Nobody wants to kill their grandmother, especially before Easter. Come on. But that's what they're doing. They're playing the guilt card. So anyway, there are a couple of stories we've got to share with you surrounding this, and it involves Easter Sunday. A lot of people are going to church. I don't know about you, but here in the Deep South, people are going on with their lives, and many churches are holding in-person services. So now we're getting word, though, that the Mississippi Health Department is cracking down, or at least they want to crack down, on church attendance for Easter Sunday. They have no authority to do that because in the state of Mississippi, the governor actually lifted the mask mandate. But the health department is coming out, and they have some new rules and regulations. And here's the problem. They're afraid that if a church choir sings "Up from the Grave He Arose," that half the congregation will drop dead. So now the Mississippi Health Department is saying that singing songs on Easter Sunday is a high-risk activity. Now, they cannot force churchgoers to follow these kinds of rules, but you know somebody's going to do it. Now, here are some of the other rules and regulations. Again, who knew that singing Amazing Grace would, like, cause your grandmother to drop dead? But that's what the Mississippi Health Department says. So here we go. These are the things you need to be aware of for Easter Sunday. Anyone 16 years or older must be fully vaccinated against China virus prior to attending in-person worship services. If you, in fact, go to a church service, you are required to wear a face mask at all times. Well, how are you going to do the communion? That grape juice is going to leave a stain on those baby blue masks. All congregants should maintain 6 feet of separation from persons outside of their household. Household members may sit together. Now, Grace Baker, I know that you are a good church-going person. Now, back when you were a youngster, did your family, did you have to sit next to mom and dad at church?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I mean, I didn't have to. Okay, let's clarify here. When I was really, really young, yes. But when I was like middle school, high school, no. I could go sit with my friends.
You want to go sit with your friends. So you can sit in the back of the church or in the balcony and look cool with the youth pastor and write notes. A little Baptist dating.
Write a love note.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
Oh, I know it does.
Remind me during trivia hour to tell you about the story of a fight broke out in the youth group during church service. It's a great story. So they're saying now you've got to sit with your family. Thank you, Grace Baker. You've got to sit with your family when you go to church. You cannot allow anyone who is outside of your family to sit next to you. Meanwhile, you can sit bumper to bumper on an American Airlines jetliner hurtling across the country to Las Vegas. I know something about that. Again, we mentioned that singing is a high-risk activity that can quickly spread viral particles. It is preferable to not have choirs. Oh, the woke churches are going to love that. You know, they've got the band with the skinny jeans and the stubble and and they sing the rock songs that could or could not be, may or may not be about Jesus.
And they're already kind of spread out.
And that is true. That is true.
It's like a rock band up there.
Mm-hmm. However, if choirs are performing, they should be small in number, you should be masked, and you should be separated by 6 feet. Now, it's one thing if you're at Bellevue Baptist Church where you can fit 80,000 people in the sanctuary, but it's another if you're down at the local, you know, Bucksnort Baptist Church where you can only get 30 people in there. The altos are in the parking lot. Oh, here we go. As appropriate, alternatives to shared cups for communion should be pursued. Okay, now I will agree with the health department on this. I don't get you high church people passing around the same cup. I don't get that. It's a little disgusting, but whatever, I don't judge. As far as the Baptists go, we use grape juice in the little cups, you know, the individual cups. And you got your individual little cracker, the unleavened bread. That's how we do it. I would say that, we use unleaded grape juice and the Catholics use the leaded, but, you know, it is what it is. Finally, the use of hymn books or prayer books is acceptable so long as congregants practice proper hand hygiene upon entering. So, again, I don't know what that means. If they're dipping the hymn books in wet wipes, I don't know. While all this is going on, the CDC just yesterday released new guidelines for how you should celebrate Easter. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. But I will say this. They want you to have a virtual church service, a virtual family gathering, and a virtual Easter egg hunt. Now, I don't know about you and your family, but the Stearns family, we're going to be going to church on Sunday. We're going to be going to somebody's house for a honey-baked ham, potato salad, and deviled eggs. And we're going to be hunting for chocolate Easter eggs out of the backyard. What about you, America? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. And you know what? If the CDC goons drop by to investigate, we'll be happy to make a plate for them. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Happy Good Friday to you folks, wherever you might be. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog is up and running over at toddstarnes.com. All sorts of great news and information, links to all of the guest and the stories we're talking about today. You can access that right now free of charge over at toddstarnes.com. Well, I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. It's always fun to have the official chaplain of the Todd Starnes radio program on the line with us, Dr. Robert Jeffers. Hey, Dr. Jeffers, how's it going?
great, and happy Good Friday and Easter to you as well, Todd.
Well, I guess this is probably one of the busiest times of year for pastors especially. What are you guys going to be doing over at First Baptist Dallas?
Well, last week was a warm-up on Palm Sunday. We had a full church, and we had Chris Tomlin with us, and then we had about 550,000 people watching online, and it's just a prelude to this coming Sunday. And, you know, Todd, I just couldn't help but just think about the contrast between this time last year, Good Friday, when we were in the process of shutting down our churches across America, were going to be closed for the first time in history on Easter. We didn't know how long the pandemic was going to last or if we'd ever make it out of it. Contrast that now to the hope that is really abounding everywhere. Churches are going to be open. People are going to be back together. It's really a contrast that really shows what the difference was between that first Good Friday 2,000 years ago and Easter Sunday 3 days later, when the resurrection, the hope and light of the resurrection, eclipsed the darkness of the world.
Wow, that is, you're telling me 550,000, almost over, what, 500,000 people watched the service?
Yeah. You know, and last Easter, when we were all preaching online, we had 1 million people watching online, including the former president. And I thought, you know, we'd never see numbers like that again. But there's still a significant number of people worshiping online.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, that is more than CNN and MSDNC's viewership for the entire year. Well done, Dr. Jeffers. You know, we were looking at a survey a couple of days ago. Gallup came out. They did a survey of church attendance and membership, and they say both are down. Are you experiencing that? Are you hearing that from your fellow pastors out there?
No, we're not experiencing that at all. In fact, it's interesting, Todd. You're going to be at our church on Father's Day with your new book, but you know we're in 6 blocks of downtown Dallas, and during this pandemic, we finished and opened up an additional 90,000 square feet for children, students, and young adults. I mean, we can't contain all the people that are coming. So I think the major shifts have been in mainline denominations. And I would say this. I think I said this earlier this morning. I'm really not that concerned about that statistic. I think what has happened is we are losing cultural Christians, and that's not a bad thing. 70 years ago, people thought you had to go to church or say you were going to church to be considered a good person. Nobody thinks that anymore, and so I think people are saying, why even bother if I don't get any credit for it? And you've got the cultural Christians who have dropped out, but I think true believers are as connected as ever to the church.
You know, we talk a lot about the church members and what they've been through over the past year or so, not being able to go to church, you know, watching church online. But I'm curious about yourself. I mean, you know, many times you're standing up there preaching to an empty audience, you know, when everybody's virtual. How has that been for you?
Well, it's been a tough year. It really has, but not nearly as tough for me as it has for many of our members who lost loved ones and who had to say goodbye in many instances, utilizing FaceTime. I mean, this was horrific. This crisis was different than any other we've had in the last 100 years because we had to go through it virtually alone. You know, during times of war or terrorist attacks, people assembled together in their churches. That's where they found strength. But this pandemic forced many people not to be able to do that. We started meeting back last June, and immediately you could feel the energy again as people came together.
You know, I think when you look at what was happening across our country over the past year, the unrest, the anxiety, the violence, I'm wondering if that was tied into the fact that so many churches were closed.
Oh, I think it had a lot to do with it. I think when people are isolated, they feel desperate, and I have friends who are counselors and psychiatrists. They say that they are, you know, booked up solid and continue to be. This has taken a real toll on us, but the good news is this is coming to an end. And, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me the bottom line question, Todd, who have lost loved ones, am I ever going to see them again? And the message of Easter is a resounding yes because of the empty tomb. The pain some of your listeners right now are feeling is very real, but the good news, it's also very temporary.
Dr. Jeffers, it's terrific news. It's great news, and it's life-changing news. And where can people go if they want to get more information about you, First Baptist Church, and, of course, all of your great books that you've been writing?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to our Pathway to Victory site. That's our broadcast ministry, ptv.org. They can download all of the radio programs, television episodes free of charge.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Jeffers, we hope you and the congregation down there in Dallas have a great Easter, and we're looking forward to June. Can't wait to get back to the church.
We're getting everybody warmed up for Todd Starnes Day. Can't wait to have you.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Jeffers. Happy Easter. What a great pastor right there. No, we are heading down there, as a matter of fact, for the brand-new book. It comes out in June, and we're going to actually debut the book there at First Baptist Church in Dallas, as we have done several of our other books. And it's always fun to meet so many wonderful people. And, of course, the new book called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, written by my good friend Michelle Cox. And we had a lot of fun writing this. And some of the recipes, we also include a lot of recipes. And someone said, is there a biscuit recipe? Yes, there's a biscuit recipe. Grace, I've got to tell you a funny story about that book. So our publisher is Simon & Schuster. They're a New York publishing house, so they don't know anything about biscuits or sweet tea.
Of course.
So they said, Todd, we're so excited. We commissioned an artist to illustrate the cover of the book. And, of course, I was very impressed with that.
Sure.
So they send us the original designs. And I took one look at it, and I said, that's a canned biscuit. They had a canned biscuit on the front page of our daily. Do you know, I would have, like, lost all of my Southern street cred.
Yeah, these people must all be from the North.
I would have been excommunicated from the Southern Baptist Convention, the first person in history. So anyway, we got a new designer. So Joseph Huntley, who is one of the best designers in America, and he's responsible for all of our design work over at our website. He actually designed the cover of the new book, and it looks terrific.
Much, 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 much better. And I did see some of those designs.
And the recipe, the biscuit looks like a biscuit.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
not like a hockey puck.
A fluffy
buttermilk biscuit.
Hallelujah.
And so thank you, Medea. And so then the recipes in the book are all written by our good friends, the Liberty Bells Literary Society, which is a bunch of great Southern ladies in Virginia.
I like the name.
They're great, and a couple of them are Episcopalian, and I know that, but they're like the good kind of Episcopalian. But the reason I know that is because there's alcohol in the recipes. So, we don't judge here. We don't judge. All right,
it's okay,
look.
Cooks out.
So, look, if you want to pre-order, you can get it wherever you buy your books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever, or your local Christian bookstore. And if you do have a local Christian bookstore or just a local independent bookstore, go there, order the book, and show them a little bit of love. It's we got to help out our small businesses around this country. All right, look, we've got to take a quick break here, 844-747-8868. This is Friday. That means open line Fridays. So you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can ask me whatever you want to ask me, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. A little breaking news on this Good Friday. There has been what is being called a critical incident at the U.S. Capitol. And I want to read this statement from U.S. Capitol Police. This is all transpiring just moments ago. We have tons of video right now on ToddStarnes.com, and you can see what went down outside the Capitol. U.S. Capitol Police are responding to the North Barricade vehicle access point along Independence Avenue. Reports someone rammed a car into two Capitol Hill police officers. A suspect is in custody. Both officers are injured. All three have been transported to the hospital. In the meantime, the entire Capitol complex is on lockdown. And Grace, if we could, let's get that statement from U.S. Capitol Police on their Twitter feed. Let's get that up on the live show blog as well as our story. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. With us right now, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. And Congressman, I understand you are back in your district today. Are you? What can you tell us about what's happening back on Capitol Hill?
Well, Todd, it's good to be with you. This is a kind of a tragic situation that's happened right now. But we are getting kind of some sketchy brief and regular briefs. Capitol Police keeps us very well notified, but they don't give us all the details. But it is you summed it up nicely. There's video of a helicopter landing as well. When you say three people were injured, and I'll just say this is a rumor that there may have been some shots fired. And if so, my guess is that's why the driver of the vehicle that rammed into the police officers was taken to the hospital. So all three of these individuals there, our prayers are with the Capitol Police officers for sure.
And Congressman, as is the case in a breaking news situation, there's just a lot we don't know. And the reality is Washington, D.C. is a very busy place and random crimes do occur. And there have been carjackings and things of that nature. So we don't know at this point what the intent of this motorist was in ramming the fence.
Exactly. We don't know what the motivations were. In fact, we don't even know if it was intentional or accidental. I mean, that it's been the information is so sketchy. And as you say, it comes from a lot of different angles here, and it hasn't been cleaned up yet. And hopefully once things get stabilized. But I will tell you that the Capitol itself is in lockdown, and nobody from outside of the complex is going to be able to get into any of the buildings right now.
And your staff, have you been in touch with your staff? How are they?
Well, because it's Good Friday, my staff was not in the office and was told to stay home and celebrate Good Friday. And so, and I think there's many offices closed for this Easter weekend holiday. So, yes, I have actually been in contact with my chief, and we've had communication back and forth. But our people, in my office anyway, are certainly all safe and well.
And again, you know, this is a moment, regardless of what happened, to certainly pray for those Capitol Hill police officers. I mean, they've been through it over the past, the past couple of months. And we want to pray for a speedy recovery for those officers.
That's exactly right. And, you know, they're in our thoughts and prayers, and we appreciate what they do. They really do try to look out for us, and they stand at the ready to protect and serve the members of Congress, but not just the members of Congress, but the public as well. And so it's a tough job that they have, tough duty.
No doubt about it. And we are seeing some of those same reports you are, Congressman, about the shots fired. And we're just going to hold off on that until we can get confirmation from Capitol Police. So we had wanted to talk with you initially about what's been happening at the border. And I do hate to make a hard pivot here, but this is another major story we're following, which is the border crisis. And specifically, I mean, these images and the videos we've been seeing of children literally being tossed across the fences. You've been at the forefront, you know, saying, hey, we've got a problem down here.
Yeah, you know, Todd, those of us that live in a border state, and I've been watching this issue for 20 years now, as we saw the transition from administration to administration, I reached out to Trump's folks as they were going away, because my friends who are agents were telling me already that we were starting to see a surge to the border, which is exactly what Joe Biden wanted when he was campaigning. He said, I hope to see a surge to the border of these people. Well, that's exactly what he's got. And it's inhumane. And it should never be called just a border crisis. It should be called a crisis of humanity, because not only are we keeping them in these ridiculously overcrowded, dangerous facilities, but you're seeing it with the children. That you have the Honduran child who was left out there, 4-year-old, just wandering by themselves. Last week we had three kids, 1, 3, 5-year-old, wandering without any parents or guardians, wandering around. And you have the kids being tossed over the fence. The coyotes and the cartels, Todd, they do not care about the humanity. And they have no sense of honor in that sense. So it's very dangerous. It's inhumane. And that's what you get when you have these policies.
And yet Vice President Kamala Harris was put in charge of all of this. And it's my understanding that she is yet to hold any meetings. She is yet to go to the border. Are you hearing any movement from or any action from the Vice President's office?
Nothing. Nor am I hearing anything from Mayorkas' office. And we've been writing Mayorkas on two or three times a week and reaching out to them, trying to get information. And we're not getting information. I've done it as an individual representative. I've done it as co-chair of the House Border Security Caucus. We've been trying to get information. They won't give it to us. So you know where we get it? I called down to my friends along the border who live down there. I talked to Border Patrol agents. I've been in communication all week long with agents from Arizona to Texas, and I go down there often. And I'll tell you, Todd, crisis does not begin to describe this. You've got literally thousands of people a day being apprehended and encountered in Rio Grande Valley. So that's where you're seeing them flood the zone there. In Arizona, though, you're getting upwards probably over 600 people a day now, including three big groups in the last week. And many of those, one group of 130, Todd, 80 of those were unaccompanied minors, 80 out of 130.
It's just unacceptable what's happening down there. And Congressman, we appreciate the great work you are doing drawing attention to this, not to mention also taking the lead on calling out the White House and the administration over this nonsense of an infrastructure bill, which really has nothing to do with infrastructure.
Todd, that is just an amazing piece of ledger domain, if I've ever seen it. It something like 6 or 7% goes to what you and I would think, roads, bridges, airports, seaports, whatever. That's where that goes. But you have things like, it's the Green New Deal. Ed Markey, the senator from Massachusetts, said last week, this is really the Green New Deal. And in the ways it is, $215 billion going to refurbish and make green 2 million homes and businesses in this country. That's our tax dollars going to make somebody else comply with the Green New Deal. The Green School Lunch Program coming back. Basically, that's Michelle Obama's program on steroids coming back in. Oddly enough, you've got $20 billion in order to take down two freeways that have been determined to be racist freeways. You've got them. This administration just stopped building and refurbishment of a Houston area freeway because they said that freeway is racist. This is racist. This is racial equality. Equity is their mantra. This is the Green New Deal package as a transportation infrastructure deal. It is going to bankrupt the country. But not only that, it's going to emasculate our economy with all of these regulatory provisions that are in that bill.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate the info and the intel, what you could share on the Capitol, and we're going to be following those developments. In the meantime, we hope you and the Biggs family have a very blessed Easter.
And to you and your family and your listeners as well, Todd.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, he is back in Arizona in his congressional district, and he was giving us some information on this critical incident that occurred at the Capitol building. And, you know, up until, a couple of weeks ago, the entire Capitol complex had been surrounded by the barbed wire fence with the razor wire on the top of the fencing, and that had been taken down. To repeat again the information coming from U.S. Capitol Police, they are responding to an incident at the North Barricade Vehicle Access Point along Independence Avenue. There are reports someone rammed a vehicle into two Capitol Hill police officers. The suspect is in custody. Both officers are injured. All three have been transported to the hospital. That is factual information. This is coming from the U.S. Capitol Police. Now, there are also reports circulating out there that the police officers were shot. We have not verified that by Capitol Police yet, But there are reports from news agencies that there was some sort of gunfire involved. We're going to keep you updated on this. We've got to take a break. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
So a couple of days ago, Grace Baker, we got a call, we got a message, somebody was at Walmart and they found a book. It was an Easter book, and they were selling the Easter book for $6.66. So the allegation is that Walmart was somehow using the mark of the beast to sell Easter books.
Yeah, it was like the whole bin of Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. Or Easter books.
And so we told people, if you are at Walmart and if you see that, because, I mean, this is kind of shocking.
It's bizarre.
It's weird. But to send us some photographic evidence. And someone just sent us photographic evidence.
A listener just sent us screenshots on the Walmart's website.
So they were at the Walmart website. This is something called Peppa Pig. Never heard. Do we know the gender of? Not that it really matters.
It's supposed to be a girl.
Oh, well, I guess so. That is a dress, is it not? Yes.
It is Peppa.
Peppa. All right.
The way she talks.
I don't want to judge.
Like a British accent.
They don't list the preferred pronoun, so how am I supposed to know?
Just going to have to guess.
So anyway, Peppa Pig Easter Surprise Book available on Walmart.com. It's $6.66.
Oh, no.
Jeez, Lou. But when you add in the tax, it's $7.18.
There you go.
Now, if it had been $7.77, that would have been like, you know, the holy number.
Oh.
All right. So we do not know if this is evidence that Walmart is the Antichrist. But we're putting it in our stack. We're putting it in the investigative file. We're adding evidence to the file.
Saving the email.
That's right. There you go. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Delta Airlines is in hot water right now. And good on them. And good on the lawmakers in the great state of Georgia. So look, it turns out that right now, the state of Georgia offers some massive tax breaks to Delta Airlines, which is based in Atlanta. And those tax breaks are for jet fuel, and they're worth more than $35 million every year. So on Wednesday, the Georgia House of Representatives voted to strip Delta Airlines of those tax breaks. Now, this is not a done deal. It has to go to the Senate. The Senate controlled by Republicans in Georgia. And the question is whether or not the Republicans in the Senate, the Georgia Senate, are going to have the moral courage to do the right thing here. Delta needs to be punished. If they are going to jump into the political fray, they're going to attack the good people of Georgia and basically accuse the good people of Georgia of being a bunch of racist. They should pay a price for that. But again, according to some of the reporting and some of the reports I have heard and seen, that could be an unlikely scenario because the Georgia Senate apparently has more rhinos than actual conservative Republicans. And we're soon going to find out if, in fact, that is the case. So I appreciate one of the things that the Speaker of the House, a guy by the name of David Ralston, had to say. He says, Delta likes our public policy when we're doing things that benefit them. Then he goes on to say, you don't feed a dog that bites your hand. You got to keep that in mind sometimes. It's a fair observation. And I am curious, if you as a consumer, if you as a traveler have decided to boycott Delta and Coca-Cola because of their positions against voter integrity there in the state of Georgia. I know from our show late yesterday, we had a couple of people call in and say, you know what, I've given up Coca-Cola. That's it. No more. Haven't given up Coke? What about Delta? ToddStearns.com is the website. Check out the 666 Easter book. We've got the picture posted.